Cochrane, Reel 24. Now, after you'd been demobilised, what were you to do? You'd been in the army a long time, and you hadn't really had a civilian career. You'd been at college. What did you plan to do, and how did you plan to go about it?
Well, I had been planning when I was at university, reading law. I had planned to try to become a barrister, but during the war, I realised that after it, there was nobody going to keep me when I ate my dinners and became a barrister. So I decided to do that. My next choice was the book trade. So actually, after I was demobbed, I had about 6 weeks leave, or months leave, doing nothing, going to see old friends, going back to Oxford, taking Louise with me, this, that, and the other. And then I managed to get a job, first of all, in a firm called Batsford, who was publishing and bookselling. I found that people wanted to know if one had any experience, and Pennybunn said no, showed one the door. So I said to Mr. Harry Batsford, who owned and ran the firm, if I worked for him for nothing for some months, would that count as this magic thing, experience? And he said he didn't know if it would or not. I couldn't work for nothing, but he said he'd give me, I think it was half a crown a week or something. And then I did get an interview with a publishing firm, Chatto & Windus, and had a long interview with the three partners, and that was the end of that, I thought. But about a week or so later, I got a letter saying that there was a vacancy to come as publisher's reader, come editor. Would I like it? Well, I jumped at it, and that started me off in the book trade. Marvellous firm and marvellous people, and publishing in those happy days was a very interesting and good career.
And that's where your career stayed?
Stayed. I went on in publishing, and then publishing wasn't very well paid, and after the children needed new shoes and things, I shifted from book publishing to book printing, and I still, for fun, did some editing on the side, but I went on as a book printer until I retired.
Now, could you tell us a little about how you came to write Charlie Company? Because it's quite a well-known book. It's out of print now. That was with Chatto & Windus.
Yes, well, after I left Chatto & Windus, one of my partners, who then became senior partner, Nora Smallwood, she'd been urging me for some time to write something about the war, and this had been vaguely at the back of my mind. And then on one occasion in the late 70s, Louise had to go back to the US, family visit, and I suddenly thought, well, fill in the time in my evenings when she's away. Let me try and put some of this down on paper, and that's how it started.
What did you use as your sources? I mean, was it just your memory, or did...
No, I kept a sort of diary, not a daily one, but when we got out of the line and reunited with our kit, I wrote up what had happened, more or less. So I had a source for that. And then later on, on the second last part of the book, after I'd married Louise in Italy, and then later on in the Far East, I had Louise's letters, my letters to her, which she kept.
And what year did it come out? I'm not sure.
It was published in 70... Hang on, wait a minute.
It came out in 77.
Yeah.
We've just looked it up. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned what sort of response did you get from your old comrades? Because you said you had quite a lot of letters.
I had a lot of letters. I don't quite know how they heard about it. I suppose something in the regimental magazine and so on. But a lot of letters, and quite a lot from chaps who've been in C Company. And what pleased me was though, and other people who'd been in the battalion, both in the desert and then again in Italy, wrote to say that it was true. And I think they meant fact, but as atmosphere as well. And I was pleased about that. And a lot of them wrote to say, why did you put in this or that funny story? And some of them I'd forgotten, or things I'd said, or things I'd done, or things that had happened. And I enjoyed those letters very much. And I saw a lot of people, sort of, I would meet them at regimental dues. Some of them came to see us. Finn, of course, came to see us the minute I was demobbed. He'd been demobbed from the 2nd Battalion in Italy or Austria, they were by that time, much sooner than I had been. If nothing else, their comments made it worth writing the book.
What about regimental associations? Is there a thriving Cameron Highlanders
Yes, very much so. I mean, the regiment has now been amalgamated, first of all with the Sea Force and now with the Gordons. But there is, based in Inverness, a Cameron Highlanders regimental association, which has, I think I'm right in saying, something like 400 and something members.
And you're a member?
Oh, yes.
Is it important to you?
I mean, yes, I think so, because, you know, I reckon, yes, I went to school and I had a year at university and so on, but I reckon my education for life took place in the Cameron Highlanders, and I've always been grateful to them for it.
And do you go to reunions?
Yes.
Now, what about the effects of the war? You just sort of almost went on to it there, and your military service. What sort of mental and physical effects did it have? Firstly, physical, because that's the thing. Did you have any after effects from your wounds that have dragged on?
Not really. My legs a bit suspect. For instance, I used to be very fond of dancing reels, but after I put my knee out twice, I gave up dancing reels. But I still... I've lived quite a lot, and I don't think really I have any ill effects. I've been very lucky that way.
So physically, what about mentally? I mean, this isn't just negative effects. I mean, you seem to touch on some positive effects about your...
Well, I think that one of the things about the education I reckon I received was when I was a book printer, quite unlike publishing. I know you have your readers who hope to get the customers of the booksellers, but in printing there's a labour force, and a highly skilled, able labour force, if it's a good book printer, as I was working for. And I think that I learnt a great deal about how to get on with people, get the best out of them, spot abilities they might not really have known they had, and develop those abilities. And I think I certainly owe that to the army, absolutely so, or to, in fact, localise, I owe it to the battalion or the regiment.
Do you think it made you more confident as a, your ability to command men, and that you'd gone through these experiences, fairly terrible at times?
I don't know, because the experience was so totally different from... I mean, if I'd been in, the fire brigade or the police, faced with crises, life-threatening crises, I don't know whether it would have been different, but I think perhaps confidence, yes.
Lastly, any negative mental effects? I mean, did it give you nightmares? Did it give you any problems?
I must admit... this perhaps shows I'm a very insensitive person. No, I never had nightmares or... I think, in fact, that period on the staff sort of blotted up anything that might have been a residual mental state.
Thank you very much.